You know, when I usually do these shows, good evening, by the way, it's High Octane and I have a guest on and it's silly. Well, tomorrow I'm probably going to have a guest on, Mr. Jason Almy of Shit Happens When You Party Naked. Such an extraordinary mind, and we always talk about films and we talk about ideas and things that really within the podcasting world, you know, that's the thing about being a podcaster is you get to meet these people, and some of them you meet at Aftershock, like Ben Bowman, who I met 2021, and then he wasn't at 2023 this year, and then Adam Simmons and Chris Wetzke, and I miss the Creatures of the Night. I would call in when they would talk about like alien stuff. It was always intriguing to me. I was like, okay, boys, why are we talking about this Area 51? You all already know I have an interesting connection to Area 51. So here we are. It's getting colder, of course. Well, California doesn't really get cold. It's California cold. Remember that. You know, we do have snow in the Sierra Nevada, and I did want to go to Yosemite, but that's kind of out of the question right now. And we are basically at war. I mean, if you look at the way the world is right now, it is fucking crazy. It's a mess. And I don't watch the news because of that. And, you know, I'd rather read the news. I think television itself, you know, usually on a night like this, I put on either Rick and Morty or The Golden Girls or Frasier, I know, and I would watch it, but the channel that I usually watch Golden Girls on is playing nothing but Christmas movies, and that's, you know, I can see why people don't celebrate Christmas. I know a lot of people who don't, some for religious reasons, some for spiritual reasons, some for cultural reasons, and I totally understand that, because it's really, why? You know what I mean? Yeah, you can give gifts to people, but why don't you give them a gift every day of the year? You know what I mean? So yeah, it's one of those interesting nights, being reflective, and you know, it's been an interesting year. That's what I'll say. It's oh geez, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, cue the music. You know what I mean? If I could, I mean, you know, Maestro Morricone, Ennio Morricone. My God, what an icon. You know, I'm sure he would not appreciate me referring to him as a rock star, but he basically was, you know. I mean, he was this icon, and, oh, here we go. Yeah, iconic. He made this under a budget, okay? It was a spaghetti western for a reason. That's, of course, the good, the bad, and the ugly. such a iconic thing. I mean, you know, Metallica walks out to the Ecstasy of Gold for 40-something years. And I think, is it today? No, it's the 10th. It would have been Morricone's birthday. He died in 2020. He was in his 90s. That's what happens, you know? I love when people are like, well, what happened? He was 91. You know, it's like something out of Golden Girls that Sophia would say, you know, oh, Rose was like, what happened to your friend? She was fighting oil fields. She was 88. Yeah, because that's what happens when you've reached that threshold age-wise. And not all of us are going to reach that age threshold age-wise. I'm content with that. It used to be my sick little thing, you know. Oh, I'd love to be like 100 years old. And then you start to realize why. Why do you want that? Why do some people want that? I don't want that. I would rather have a nice, fulfilling life filled with, you know, ebbs and flows and, let's be honest, good food and good sex. Let's be very, very honest. I could do a whole one-man show on this shit, okay? You know, we put on our dancing shoes, we have our fun. You know, I will say, the experiences that I've had as a teacher are very interesting, and one day I'll write a book about it, or I'll do a one-man show. I mean, right out the bat, you know, I'll never forget the first week, and it was kind of like, oh shit, here we go. You mispronounce their name, and they give you the dirtiest fucking look. But then I understand, still to this day, people mispronounce my last name, and it's like, eh, you know, or nicknames, you know. I love when they'll say, well, this is my real name, but you can call me this. Okay. You know, stuff like that. And, but yeah, you know, it's been an interesting ball game. And, it just keeps getting, I mean, if I think of what went on 10 years ago and here we are 10 years later, it's like, oh geez, and it's a month away from my birthday. And, you know, I mean, birthdays are birthdays. Yes, it's great. It's great to be alive. It's great that you know, were conceived, and I was conceived during pizza, supposedly, allegedly, that's what I've been told. I was conceived during pizza in the beginning of the 80s, well, 1980, and then I, you know, arrived on the due date, because I don't like to be late, you know, some people do, I don't, it's just one of those things with me, I don't like to be late. I'm like that fucking rabbit in Alice in Wonderland, you know, God, that fucking movie is about drugs. And the book, too. I mean, the book and the movie. Oh, my mind is made of mush. It is made of mush. And I remember 5 years ago when I would come home from work and I would record a show. I used to do these things every day. And it is a form of therapy. And it's entertaining. I love when I don't have to talk about something. When I don't have to talk about music or movies. Or it's like, oh, great, you know. Half the time I don't want to listen. I love music, and sometimes I don't want to listen to it. I want to have a different kind of frequency, and I want to light my candles and relax and have some tea, which I have right now, but I'm talking to you, and I realize that I can't talk and drink tea at the same time, just like a lot of things, because then there's the pause, and I don't want the pause on the show. You know what I mean. But, you know, it's one of those things, and I mean, I'm still learning things, and here I am, you know, at this point in life, and it's interesting, you know. It's like your sleep number. One day I'll be able to say that I have a sleep number if I can get one of those fucking beds. I don't know, you know. A part of me wants to retreat. A part of me wants to just become this vagabond and get a remote job. That's the goal, and to just travel and go to Italy and go to France and Spain and New Zealand and Australia and just live, you know what I mean? No fucks are given, you know what I mean? And money really isn't the goal. I mean, if you have enough of it, I want to have enough of it. And you know, that's why I'm working like a dog. It's like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let's go. So yeah, and you know, we could talk about manifestation. Manifestation is actually, you gotta work on that shit. It can happen, but you gotta work on that shit. And you know, I know all about it, and I know all about frequencies and the pineal gland, and I could do a whole show about that. I really could, you know. But as I look across the room, all my odds and ends, I remember I found this recently, and it's a tin that I got at this candy store that I go to in the foothills, and it's of Rose, and she's holding that bear. Remember when that girl, she, you know, was it Blanche or someone sold her that bear, and then Rose very sweetly takes it from her. Sometimes life just isn't fair, kiddo. Well, if you open this, and it says that on the tin, it's the bear ear, and it's very quite tasty. They even have the cheesecake one. Of all of, you know, when they would all sit around and eat cheesecake. And, you know, Golden Girls is one of those universal things. Especially if you were born in the 80s like I was, and it was just it was the shit. And I mean, I remember when it premiered. Now remember, I was like four, so a lot of that humor went over my head, and then over time I was like, oh, now I know why they talk about that. But this is one of my favorite. Oh god. And it's, you know, it's always unfortunate, these YouTube commercials. You want to get rid of them, you got to get the premium. Here we go. One of my favorites from Golden Girls.
Last evening at dinner, when Miss McGlynn saw Blanche give Kendall Nesbitt her key, she was furious. She dropped a steak knife into her purse.
Big deal, I took a whole place.
Not now, Ma!
Not now, Ma. That's what it's all about. It's that relationship. And funnily enough, they were not too apart in terms of age. They were both born in the 1920s, and here they are playing mother and daughter. In fact, I remember watching this behind the scenes thing, and Estelle Getty went and got plastic surgery, I think when they were on a hiatus, when the show had become very successful, and they had to apply the makeup differently because she was, you know, playing older than she actually was. She was playing like 80, 85, you know, and it was the 80s. I mean, the 80s had all these really great shows, and then the way they, you know, this was during AIDS, the early days, and, you know, Golden Girls, they talked about it, and Designing Women, oh god, they talked about it, and, you know, it was one of those times where these comedies are tackling social issues, and now not so much, because now it's like, well, if you do it, you're gonna piss these people off. And yeah, things have kind of become sour. And you know, I mean, you go to Kelly Carlin, and she even says her father would be furious the times we are living in. We are so PC now, and it's all this other bullshit. And you know, you know, it's like survival of the fittest, you know what I mean? You know, I love what he said, the kid who you know, swallowed a Lego didn't survive, you know, survival of the fittest right there. And he had a point to that, you know, as did the late, the great Bill Hicks, who, whenever I say a point, I think of him, because he says, is there a point to this? And he loved to smoke, you know what I mean? And look what happened. Oops. But I don't think it was just cigarettes, though, you know. You live this life, and you've got all these odds and ends, and you're having fun, and you can't just put your feet up. I mean, you could, you know, you could call it ice cream. And it's there for the taking, and it's amazing, and it's fabulous. And you know, you go and you do your thing. And in my case, I go to shows, I go to concerts, and, you know, enjoy the nice live music and try to avoid the mosh pit. Although now a memory is flooding back to me of my friend and I pretending that we were in a mosh pit, and just for the fuck of it. And that's what you do. That's what you do. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, geez, here we go. And you know, the mosh pits, they're like, what is it? Blenders. You know, you see, oh, geez, the harder the band, the harder. I mean, was there one at Aftershock for Tool? I don't know, but there was one for Guns N' Roses, which I really thought was funny, because you know, they're like 200 years old. And this really fabulous person, I wanna give her a shout out, because she's so funny. Because we were just, you know, we were standing there, and we, you know, you have your moment, and she helped us out, and I wanna give her a shout out. Where is she? Ashley, I wanna give you a shout out, because it was amazing. It was an amazing night. It really was. I didn't expect to like Guns N' Roses. Well, that's why I call them Guns N' Moses, just because that's what Robin Williams would call them, you know? And Axl, and oh, jeez. But, you know, Slash, it's all about the Slash. I mean, the girls and the guys, even today, would still sit in Slash's lap, okay? They would go to bed with Slash. Slash has not changed, okay? That's rock and roll right there. Now, speaking of rock and roll, strangely enough, on Disney Plus is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I saw little bits and pieces of it. George Michael, Link. Oh god, I love Link Ray, and here I can't play guitar for shit.
Rage Against
the Machine. Dean and Willie Nelson. Oh, jeez, Willie. You say Willie, and I mean, come on, you know, few things are going to come to mind. Crazy, I'm crazy. And what's that other song? Funny How Time Slips, or How Time Slips Away. And in the evening, and on the road again, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. I love Willie Nelson. Not just because he is a proponent for marijuana, but I love Willie Nelson. And I love people who don't like him because it's like, well, he just talks during his songs. And it's like, yeah, so, you know, but that man wrote Crazy. Think about that. He wrote Crazy, and then Patsy Cline made it this hit, you know? And yeah, it's Willie. I mean, I love it where years ago I remember watching Saturday Night Live in church chat. The amazing church lady, Dana Carvey, one of my favorites. You know, I'm the church lady. This is church chat. And she has Willie Nelson on. She's like, oh, there we are, Willie. In a stooped out whiskey stupor in our dirty little sex bus. In our dirty little sex bus. Okay. What's wrong with that? You can hear the envy in her voice right there. The dirty little sex bus. Yeah, that smells like pot. And those are the early days, you know. That's when it was a dangerous thing. And now it's like, hey, you can just walk in and buy some cookies and you're good. But back then, you know, I remember it's like hip hop. And I talk about this. There's all those stupid memes. I'm this old. Hey, I remember the 90s when hip hop was dangerous. Okay. Now it's like your grandma listens to hip hop, or your uncle, you know, listens to hip hop, and the hip hop now is just so kind of, oh geez, it's like, what were you thinking? But then you have, you know, you go back in time and you have Cypress Hill and Snoop Dogg and the Dog Pound. The other day I was reminded of that song, Let's Play House. It's like, yeah, that's what we were listening to in the 90s, okay? You know, it was an ain't nothing but a G thing kind of time. And it makes me think of Margaret Cho. Margaret Cho did this really fabulous, you know, she would talk about the 80s, you know, and how it was an 8, 3, 6, 5, 7, 8, 9 time, you know, the music of the 80s. And so for me, I would say the music of the 90s, you know, you, I mean, for me, I didn't listen to a lot of rock. I did, you know, a lot of The Verve and a lot of alternative and Radiohead and OK Computer. Oh, my God. But I was mostly hip-hop, you know, a lot of Snoop Dogg and Da Brat, remember her, and Lil' Kim, oh god, I knew this girl in high school, what's up, Rhiannon, yeah, that really is her name, and she would always ask to borrow my Lil' Kim CD. I had the hardcore CD, and I'll never forget, we were in study hall, and the teacher, he's coming around, and he's like, what is that you guys are listening to, Lil' Kim? And he listens to it. He's like, and he looks at me. He says, "Did your mother know you have this?" And it's like, "No, my uncle got it for me." Did your uncle know what he was buying for you? It was my birthday. I just pointed and said, "Here," and he gave me the money. You know, it's one of those things. You know, you're a teenager. Yes, it's got parental advisory on it. Did I? I think I did buy it myself because you know you could go to certain places, and if it was a stickered album, they wouldn't give it to you. They wouldn't. They would ask that you have the adult buy it. But that was like, I think, at Tower Records. I'm mentioning all these names that some of my audience probably has never heard. Yes, we used to go to the record store and buy records or CDs. CDs, yeah. We didn't. There was no Spotify and there was no iTunes. I remember when iTunes first came out and the bit rate, and that was the other thing that kind of got me about iTunes. And it was so funny when it exploded. Was the bit rate was crap, okay? You're paying that much money for the bit rate, all right? And 192, I think, was the standard bit rate for MP3s. Because, you know, you could download a CD and it was free. Yeah. So it's one of those things. So the 90s were a very interesting time. For music, movies, ideas, television. Just being a teenager in the 90s, you know what I mean? And I have a very funny moment where, you know, We didn't have MTV because my father thought cable was evil, but we could have the internet, and you know I was looking at porn. You know, come on. You gotta take a trip down memory lane with me. I was this very closeted gay kid. Well, we couldn't really see. It was kind of obvious. It was kind of obvious to me what was going on, and I was trying to push it down further. And I would try it, you know, like, I would wear certain clothes, you know. Now I just wear, like, concert tees and shit. And I always wore my hat backwards. I always did, ever since I was a teenager. And the PE teacher, he hated that. He would not let me enter his classroom unless I turned the hat forwards. Okay? Yeah, forwards. So, it was an interesting time. It was an interesting time. No, and that was the thing. You had dial-up, so you couldn't really download a whole porn. You could get, like, see a clip. And I remember the first time I probably saw porn on the internet, and I downloaded it, and then it takes forever. And then you print it out, and then they're all trick-or-treating. You're too old for that. You know, you're a teenager. I was like 15, 16, and you're listening to Tupac, and also I gotta say, that All Eyes on Me album, the pictures of Tupac with no shirt on, come on. I remember my brother had the CD. If he ever hears this, he's gonna kill me. He had the CD, and I took the booklet when he wasn't looking, and I went into the bathroom, and, well, you know what I did. I thought, whoa, look at Tupac, look at that six-pack man, you know, thinking, I wonder what his schlong looks like. I was 15, this was an interesting time, so yeah, you know, it was fun, I was cutting up cucumbers and doing all kinds of things with the cucumbers, probably practicing, you know, how to give it head. And then you watch Truth or Dare with Madonna, and you see how she gives the bottle head, and it's like, oh, jeez. Yeah, that's a pro right there. And then what does she do when she's done with that bottle? She swallows. And they're all like, she swallows! Yeah. So the 90s were very express yourself, Vogue kind of time. Erotic, or in her case... I always like that song, Bad Girl, and I've said this before, that video still trips me out, because at the end, what does she do? She dies, some guy strangles her, because she's drunk by six, kissing someone else's lips, and what happens? Christopher Walken gives her a cigarette, and they float off into wherever they're going to float off into, so, yeah, Christopher Walken was her angel of death. That was the thing about the 90s. We had movies like The Devil's Advocate. Oh, jeez, that fucking movie. And then you had CDs like Wu-Tang Forever, and then it was enhanced, and you put it in the computer, and you get all these videos and shit. But you get, like, clips. You don't get, like, a whole fucking music video. You get that now if you go on YouTube. So times have changed. I remember when YouTube first premiered, and I remember going on there, and there's all these Tool clips, and it's like, what? And it was the greatest thing. And then you get the watered down first iPhone. I had that one. And yeah, it was an interesting time, shall we say. But here we are. I'm reminiscing. I want to go and just chill out for a bit. So as always, unpleasant dreams. It's been a long time since I've said that. Good night.